effective in most patients, but this is the first time such a senior drug company boss has gone public. Dr. Roses put the blame on the patients. He surmised that some people have certain genes that neutralize drugs. He did not realize the reason why these drugs do not work is due to one fact. They are not designed to quench patients' symptom-producing thirst. Unfortunately, these drugs go further than not working. They actually make patients sicker than before. In the past, when we were less arrogant in medical science, most health problems, which should be recognized as manifestations or complications of dehydration inside the cells of the body, were called diseases of unknown etiology. Today, these same diseases are being blamed on the genetic makeup of people. If only medical professionals would realize that the drought in the internal environment of cells in the body impacts the enzymatic activity of the DNA and RNA structures of the nucleus of the cells, too. Thus, most of the malfunction of these genes is secondary to the missing action of water in the interior of the cells. Water should be present in adequate quantities for these genes to efficiently perform their obligations within the physiological biochemical functions of the body. Genes are not cast iron structures. They have to be replicated from raw materials that are carried by water circulation in the body. Since the body, except